Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 25th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stuwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair and challenges being faced by Zimbabweans living in South Africa.
The Zimbabwe International Trade Fair starts tomorrow in Bulawayo with hundreds of local and international exhibitors gracing the show. The showgrounds, the country's premier showcase, comes at a time the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries is suggesting that President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government should seriously consider the dumping of the local currency.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has criticized CZI for attacking the government, saying the Southern African nation will continue to de-dollarize in order to make sure that everything is done in a local manner.
In South Africa, Operation Dudula leader Hlahla Lax Dlamini says they are now targeting the food delivery sector, which he claims is dominated by foreigners. Hundreds of Zimbabweans are in this business.
In other news, United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were in Ukraine yesterday, where they promised to provide more weapons for the country to fight against Russians who sparked a war between the two nations 2 months ago. Ibambe mahlabe zobulinjani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijene. Namhlanje sizakhangela khona ukwenzakala eZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Eqala kusasa sizwileke ukuthi iZimbabwe International Trade Fair yalonyaka kuyabe kulabantu kumbe ngithi osomabhizimusi abaloma companies afika 400 ababe exhibitor okutshiyeneyo khona ngale International Trade Fair. Zwile njalo ukuthi kulamazwe afika 14 azabe exhibitor in okutshiyeneyo kula ngale Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. Siyakwazi ukuthi le International Trade Fair okutshengiswa khona okutshiyeneyo okuhambelana leZimbabwe. So singazi ukuthi abanye bathi hayi sokwatshintsha kwaba kumbe kwaguquka kwaba umkambo nje ongani uphongba yiwo nje ongakhayeni lokuthi yangaphi. Babe khona abanye bathi hayi khona okwenziwayo yikho kumele kwenzakale kweleZimbabwe. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhonokho okweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. So siyakhumbula inyaka enye Marvelous International Trade Fair bekhona, kodwa ke umnotho welizwe kade ukhanya kudeka okunye okumangalisayo. So singazi ukuthi ukuhamba njani khona manje. Sizwile le Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries khona okwenzakala elizweni kungani into embi kakhulu ngoba umnotho sugugudekile okunye okumangalisayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabantu bekhuluma ukuthi kambe bakubona njani konke lokhu ngoba ilizwe alihambi ngemfanelo. Siphinde sazwa njalo abanye bekhuluma besithi khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe kukhona ukuthi kwenzakale ngokuthi bakhona abasola umnotho phela, abapho kusola nje kungelalutho. Babe khona labantu abasola bebona ukuthi kukhona okukhona ongahambi ngemfanelo. Sizwile njalo-ke ukuthi umnumzana Anthony Blinken okunye phela umphathintambo obona ngokudlelana ngamanye amazwe ephethe uhlangothi lwahulumende kwalemelika bekhona ngale phela kwele-Ukraine lapho kade kukhulunywa khona ngokuthi izikhali ungathiwani. Ngoba le Ukraine likhala ngasikhali phela siyakhumbula ukuthi ule Russia lamhla lithe selihluthune idolobha elikhulu iMariupol. So lithi njengoba selihluthune iMariupol siyingxenye yakwele Russia. So kubekela phambili bebhomba endaweni ezitshiyeneyo singazi ukuthi kuyophetha ngani khonokho okukhona ngale. Sithi phecelezi-ke mabela siyefika khona ngale South Africa. Unhlahla Lax Dlamini uthi sebeqalisa ukuthi bengene kubhizimusi lezi ezokuthwala ukudla. Uyakwazi nxa kusuka ama-restaurants abantu bathenga bayathenga ku-intanethi. Ungathenga ku-intanethi sokumele udilivere. So abantu bezibabha abaningi kakhulu basebenzisa izikuda imthududu leyi. Imthududu yangkhona bekhuluma lo munye wabo umnumzana Nkululeko Gwabala Ndlamati. Sithi kubhizinisi lelo so nxa kubhizinisi lelo uyasebenzisa ipetroli elutshwane nxa asebenzisa umthududu. Kodwa uthi phela amaprofesa angkhona amahle kakhulu. Nxa ungasebenza kakhulu uyazuza imali ethe bhaba. So ngokunye kwangkhona esiyakhuluma ngakho Marvelous namhlanje.
Ayi wathina ukuchingamidza ine musi wemuvhuro April 25 pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika kumusangano wemabhizimisi weInternational Trade Fair uri kutarisirwa kutanga mangwana. Musangano uyu uri kuuya panguva iyo vezvemabhizimisi vari kuchema-chema pamusoro penyaya yemari vachitaura ivo kuti mari yemunyika yemabhondi parizvino haisi kushanda uyezve vari kuda kuti mari iyi vawanikwe nyika isidzokera kunoshandisa maUS dollars. Atinoona zvakare kuti mutungamiri wenyika yeKenya vanga vari kutarisirwa kuuya kuzovhura musangano iwoyo asitazoona kuti nekuti kwakaita rufu kunyika yavo vawanikwa vachizotadza kuenda kunovhura musangano uyu. Chenge zvakare tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika muSouth Africa, umo tiri kunzwa pari zvino kuti mutungamiri webatoriye reDudula vaDlamini vari kuti ivo vaakuzoenda kunotanga kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunoona zviri kuitika kune avo vanoita mabasa ezvechikafu zvekufambisa chikafu vachishandisa masikuta nezvimwewo, tichiona kuti mabasa aya akawanda acho ari kubatwa nevabva kure vanosanganisira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Totarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine pari zvino apo America yawanikwa ichitumira nhumwa dzayo kuUkraine vatoriko pari zvino vanosanganisira vaAntony Blinken vanova ivo vanoshanda nebazi rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko kunze kwenyika yeAmerica yeUnited States Secretary of State, uyezve neavo vanomirira nyaya dzehondo Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin variko kuUkraine pari zvino. Uyezve nyika yeAmerica yakataura iyo kuti iri kuwedzera mari yavari kupa nyika iyi yeUkraine panyaya dzezvekutenga zvinhu zvekushandisa muhondo zvakadai sezvombo. Tichitarisawo kuti iyo Russia iri kuti pari zvino yawanikwawo ichihwina kurwisana kwavari kuita kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine pari zvino.
Yes, let's start with our first guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. He's a ZANU-PF member based in the UK. We welcome you to the program, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you, Gibbs, and welcome, listeners.
Thank you very much. So let's start with the International Trade Fair. How important is this event, taking into account that, you know, the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries is saying Zimbabwe should seriously consider readopting the U.S. dollar, because the local currency is now almost moribund. It's now useless.
Yeah. Firstly, we need to understand that the trade fair, its purpose is to attract more business, attract more investment, and showcase our products, our industrial capabilities to other industries which will be available. You would notice that in a trade fair, most companies, they get stands to show what they do in their companies. It's like an advertisement a platform for industry, commerce, and so many businesses. So yes, it is very important to have a trade fair in countries so that we at least show the world what we are doing. And once we do that, we are able to attract investments, attract industries, attract business. And many companies have found partnership with other companies from the trade fair. And many people have found jobs from the trade fair. And people have had a serious, a different understanding of things, of how the people work, how some government departments work, because you would see that the VID will have a table at the trade fair, the army, the police. So it's actually a moment to make people understand how our economy is working, how our economy is moving, where are we failing, and how our industry is faring, so that we understand and appreciate what's going on. So in other words, yes. Now, coming to what the CZI have said, CZI have given their opinion on the current Zimbabwe is using. But we look, the position of the government at the moment, Gibbs, is that a country must survive on its own currency. If we are surviving on somebody's currency, we cannot control anything. We cannot manage our economy. We'll be managed somewhere in America, because they are using the U.S. dollar. If you look in the whole world, yes, there are a few countries.
But the problem here, Dr. Mavaza, is that it's easy to talk, but you know, when you look at the currency itself, it's really in tatters. You know, if it is one against the one U.S. dollar equals 150 pounds in the auction floor, and then you take that into the black market, it's fetching today up to 400. So meaning that, you know, these people are business people. They are advising the government on what to do, but the government doesn't want to listen. So at the end of the day, There are people who are right on the streets. There are people right on the industries, and they know exactly what they're talking about here.
The problem, the CZI is not a government advisor. Instead of, we should understand that they are not the supervisors of economy and government. So it is wrong for them to give a directive and criticize the government policy. They must come up with the idea. They must explain. They must approach in a proper way. If you want your idea to be heard, if you want your...
Yes, I think we are getting cut off, Dr. Mabaza. Something didn't go right there. Maybe you're having a phone.
Actually, going to get people.
Yeah, okay. Quiet.
Yes, I'm saying if you don't get a right approach in approaching any person, you are likely going to get a negative response. So CZI is supposed to understand how to approach the government, how to advise them on the issues of monetary policy, not to go and criticize them on the newspaper. Without approaching the government. So the mode of communication used by CZI is wrong. They're actually playing to the gallery. They are not doing their job very well. They are supposed to engage the Minister of Finance, Mthuli Ncube, who is currently in America there. They were supposed to engage him or his ministry and the governor of the Reserve Bank and sit them down and tell them what they are seeing, what they think, and what they propose to be done. But they've just gone to the newspapers and published their statement, which is actually telling your parents that they are wrong in front of the world, which is wrong. They were supposed to find a way. They might be correct in their assessment because they are experts. But we are saying in every aspect of life, there must be a better way of approaching, of transmitting your communication to the other part. And if you want to expect a decent and a reasonable response, you must be decent and reasonable in your approach. If you want people to benefit, you must do it likewise. And like the way they've just done, going to the paper, that was wrong and professional. And the government is right to tell them to order.
Yeah, thank you very much. Marvelous. Can you
check? I want to get Mboti, Tende Kunanda, ona kunge advocate Kennedy Masiye varipano. Asi maybe tisataenda kwa varigati. Tipani chakaipa here, Dr. Mabaza, kuti ivo vema business vata ureo maonero awo. Na uti ndo varu kushandisa mari izi munyika.
Vema business kana wachida kuti mutemo kana maitiro e urumende ashanduke. Hakuna chakaipa kuti vata ure ne urumende. Asi chakaipa ndiche kuti varu kutawara ne urumende kubudikidza ne mapepa nao. Handi zozu no yitwa. Kana mchita kutaurirana kana kupa advice. Zvakafana nekuti Tete Mave. Kana pane chandinofunga kuti muri kuita chisina kunaka kana kuti pane chandisiri kufarira nezvamuri. Andiende pa Facebook ndotaura kuti Mave bvisa bhutsu yako haina kunaka. Ndinofona ndotaura Tete madi kutsvaga bhutsu yeruvara rwakadai so nekuti bhutsu yeruvara urwu haiite. Saka munoziva kuti imi muchindipindura kana kubvisa bhutsu yenyu. Zvinoenderana nekuti ndataura ndakamira pati. Zvino tikada kumira pamusoro pechisuri chemba, todaidzira, tichitaura kune munhu watakavakidzana naye, anosimuka wakapopota akapisa imba. Saka zviri nani kuti tsvage gwaro rekutaurirana. CZI inoziva, ine mvumo, inoziva machannels ekushandisa kuti taure negurukota rinoona nezvemari, inoziva zvakare. Zvainokwanisa kuita kuti itaure negurukota kana kuti nemukuru wezvemari ari kubhanga renyika yatingati iyo Reserve Bank vamangudza vanoziva kuti vanotaurirana sei asi zvavaita zvekungomhanya paruzhinji nekungotaura hazvina chimiro chakanaka hazviratidze kukosha kwemashoko avo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Baba Mabaza. Hold on there before we go to Mr. Masiye. We've got a caller here from Botswana. Let's hear from Katie Bebe. She wants to contribute to this show. So, Dr. Mabaza, hold on there. Let's talk to Umama, Katie Bebe. Mabebe, unjani ma?
Ngiyaphila baba, tuveli njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, akutsho ukuthi ubona njani khonokho ke okwenziwa i-trade fair khona ngalo. Uyakhumbula kudala usakhula wawuhamba i-trade fair uyebukela okubukelayo, ifike likholise lenze konke lokho. itetwe kuwe ichoni njengomuntu okwaLesibabo.
Hesh, okwamanje baba Dube mina ngibone ngani itrade fair yona iright nje in the sense yakho lokhu ukuthi indlela yokutshengisa ezamabhizinisi lokutshengisa nje umuntu angabe kwenza nje. But ngalesi sikhathi esiphila kiso baba Dube yona kahle hayi ayisela that much imeaning yangkhona in the sense yokuthi nxa ukhangela nje an average person back then thina sikhula going to trade fair wasn't a marathon thing. Abantu babehamba nje trade fair, but these days uzathola ukuthi balutshwani abavele bazoyofika khonapho. Hence akusasevi i-purpose yangkhona njengabefore school.
Yes, so manje ubona ngani sokuyi-trade fair nje kuphela ukuthi sokumbukiso generally ophoba yiwo nje.
Weli sekungumbukiso obenefita the very few people compared to ukuthi wawusiba njani. Khathesi hayi sekungabalutshwani nje vele abangafika khonapho. Khonokho kwenza ukuthi igcine injongo ye-trade fair vele ingasafezekanga ngoba kubenefita the few elite abakwanisayo nje ukufika khonapho kumbe ukutshengisa abangakwenza. Abalutshwani kakhulu sibile ngingathi maybe nje njengakobulawayo laphana ngiyabe nginga-exaggerate nxa ngingathi maybe 15% of the Bulawayo population yibo abazakwanisa ukuzofika laphana. So injongo yangikhona nje hayi ayisela sisindo.
Yes, cela ubambe singangeni kwenye topic ubambe khonapho ke we are joined by Mr. Kenneth Masie, is here in USA. Mr. Masie, welcome to the program, sir.
Can you hear me, Mr. Masie? Thank you very much.
Yes, so I know that you are not a business person, but you used to go to the ZITF. You still remember that time when you used to go there? Do you think that the ZITF still makes sense or is something that doesn't make sense anymore? What's your opinion on that?
As you rightly said, I'm not an economist, so I'll just give my my layman's contribution. Well, I think the ZITF has basically lost its meaning, like in this day and age, because right now we see that there's a high unemployment rate in Zimbabwe. A lot of people cannot even afford to go to work. Most of the industries that we used to know, that used to operate in Zimbabwe, they've either shut down or they've scaled down because of the harsh economic environment that is prevailing. And right now, there's talk of this currency, new currency, US dollar and so forth. There's a lot of uncertainty going around. And a lot of businesses, surely, I think they are as confused as I am. I know the CZI has also put out a statement that many companies are facing financial hardships, and having the ZITF, of course, it's a good thing, that allows companies to come in and showcase what they are doing and so forth. But the environment is not good. Everyone is facing hardships, mainly the companies. And I heard Mr. Dr. Mavaza, saying that companies were not supposed to go to the media and so forth and air their grievances. Well, I think that is one of the problems that we have in Zimbabwe, where we have politicians who do not listen, and if they don't listen, people will end up using the media that is appropriate. And the media, going to the media, I don't see anything wrong. Everyone has got a right to freedom of expression, via different media outlets and so forth. So I don't think there's anything wrong with anyone, talking to a journalist about the real state of affairs.
Yes, I think you are getting a little bit cut off, Mr. Masie.
Going on.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Masie. I think your network is getting a bit shaky. I think we'll go back to Mr. Masie shortly because he's got some challenges with his network. Or maybe let's go back to Mr. Mavaza and then we go to Ms. Pepe. Right, go ahead.
Apo tanga tukunzwa Advocate Kennedy Masie. vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pemaonero avari kuita zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Vachitaura ivo kuti kuna Dr. Mavaza pane chakaipa here kuti ava vesi vaende ivo kumapepa nawo, sezvo munyika tichinzi isu mune freedom of speech. Tobva tango kuvhunzai takamirira kuti vadzoke.
Chokutanga ndechekuti zvakaitwa nevanhu vesizi haisi freedom of speech. Freedom of speech haireve kutaura kana kupfumurana musina kumbotanga mabvunzana. Dai kuri kuti vanhu vesizi vari kungotaura kuti Zimbabwean dollar harisi kushanda, vogumira ipapo, that would be better. But vaenderera mberi vakaudza hurumende mubepa kuti musarishandise, ngatiendei kuamerican dollar. Zvakanaka hazvo, ndomaonerawo, asi vaifanira kuingenja hurumende pane kuti vataurirane nekupindurana pabepa nawo. Zvatinoreva ndezvekuti musha wese une mashandisirwo aunoita zvinhu zvawo, mashandiro aunoita, matauriro anoita vanhu kuti zvifambire mberi. Saka hazvitibatsiri kuti tinongomhanya mhanya kumapepa nawo. Havasi kurambidzwa kana kuti hakuna vamasiya vangarofunga kuti pane inonzi freedom of speech kana kuti kubvumirwa kutaura zvamada zvingadai zvarambidzwa kana kuti zvekunzi musazviite kana muri kuenda kumapepa nawo. Aiwa, pepa nawo endai, asi hamupe yambiro kuhurumende mubepa nawo. Taurai nawo nzira dzekutaura nawo nadzo munadzo vekutaura naye munovaziva. Saka hazvina musoro izvozvo. Ndozvataka tirikuedza kutaura kuti CZI yarashika, yadambura pfuti isati yasvika panzvimbo yayo.
Yeah, we hear you, Dr. Mavaza, but the bottom line is if an economic situation is not going in the direction where the government is saying things can improve, and then things go haywire. So, like what Mr. Masia is saying, people have got a right to say anything at any given time. The moment you maybe doctor some information, then that becomes a problem. Is that not a challenge as far as ZANU-PF is concerned?
No, there is a problem here. It's not people who said what they want. If it was another group who do not have a direct contact with the government, it would be a different story. The CZI have a direct contact with the government. They've got a direct advisory channels they know. This is what they're supposed to use. But they didn't. They rushed to the newspaper. They were supposed to conduct, to engage the government, tell them the shortcomings of the government policy or plan as far as monetary policy is concerned. When they make such an arrangement, the government, if the government refused to listen, then they can go and press it and send it over to the press. But they didn't. They rushed to the press before even talking to the government. There is no way we can run our economy through the press. We should run our economy in a normal channel, in a proper way. So in other words, it is wrong what CZI has done. And they have not been stopped to be free with information. But I have said, and I want you to put it here, to go yourself in the government shoes. If I am going to talk to you, Gibbs, about something wrong you have done, and I go straight away on Facebook without talking to you, will you accept it? The answer is no. We are simply saying, yes, things are going wrong. I approach the government because you are an organization. You are CZI. You know how to talk to the ministers concerned. Do that. If they don't agree, then take another step. You start by talking to them. This is all what I'm saying.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Masie. I think he's back now. Sorry, Mr. Masie, you got cut off there. So you're saying something very important, like, you know, the CZI has got a right to actually approach whoever they want to do and publicize what they want because they're not under the government. So go ahead and give us your thoughts.
Yes, correct. So, yes, so as I was saying, the CZI has got that right to approach whoever they want and also talk about issues that are happening in the economy and that are affecting them. And I think if I heard Mr. Mavaza, he did not dispute that whatever they said in the media was wrong. It is actually a fact, and it's actually things that are happening in Zimbabwe. that they are articulating and you know putting out there. And I was about to say that I think one of the issues that really affect us in Zimbabwe is basically our leaders. Because if I recall back, not very not very far away, when the president was addressing a rally, he said that if you don't come through the ZANU-PF structures, you know, with the grievances, then you know, they will not be heard. You see, such statements, you know, being said by the head of the government, clearly show that, you know, even if they, let's say, if, you know, presuming that they did not take the route of going directly to the government and hearing such statements, one would not blame them, that they are, our leaders are not listening. They are not listening to the grievances of the people. They are not listening to people crying out and saying that we are struggling here. We need help. The economy is not running. And the only few people who've got the eye of the president and the ear of the president are the ones basically benefiting from the economy. And right now, as I was saying, the trade fair has basically lost its meaning. And it wouldn't surprise me that you see just a handful of companies. If you see some of the companies probably which are deemed like entrepreneur or upcoming companies, you basically see that those companies, either they are linked to some politician in the government or to some political party. So basically there's no equality in the distribution of wealth in Zimbabwe. And surely to blame a whole organization for articulating and, you know, putting across the truth about the economy is not good. And that the government, what it should have done, instead of probably, you know, bringing it or criticizing or castigating the institution, it should have said, no, we have heard you. Come with your grievances and let's talk about them and see how best we can move forward. So that is what a listening government does, but not to be retributive and, you know, and shutting out, you know, real issues that are being raised by experts in the economy who are struggling to get their business on the feet, on their feet.
Yes, we can hear you so much there. So let's bring in Uketiwe Pepe. Mapepe now says, kuluma ngokunyeke okwenzakala kwezinye indawo. Sikhuluma ngokwenzakala eSouth Africa, siyabona ukuthi kule operation Dudula le. EBotswana sizokukhona ngapho kuthiwa ke singene le operation efanayo, akusinike ngamafutshane ukuthi sizokuthi uhamba njani.
Ya Baba Dube, i-operation Dudula siyayibona eSouth Africa la ngendlela eyenzakala ngakhona. Yebo lapha eBotswana singathi it's looming, asingake sithi ukuthi isingenile ngoba lapha basakhuluma nje for example laba ama vendors trading association abenhlanganiso ezinjalo bayakhuluma ngoba enyuzini ngengezwa 2 days back bethi bafuna ukukhumbuza uhulumende ukuthi sivumelano esiku constitution yabo sithi lokho kungama business okuncane okunjengoku run ama restaurant lokuthengisa streetini ngokwama locals so bacela ukuthi uhulumende adlale indima yakhe kuboneni ukuthi kuba njalo ngoba phela kukhanya ingani thina ithe sesithethe lapho kungamelanga ukuthi sithathe khona kodwa ke ukukhuluma iqiniso hayi eBotswana lapha akabakabi njengeSouth Africa kungabi lo muntu osechayo kumbe osethisiwe lapha kusakhulunywa nje
ye kodwa ubona ngazani kuya ngapi konke khona kunxasikhangela ioperation Dudula lakhona ukuthi kulabantu emgwaqweni kwele Botswana osebetshile ukuthi nxa ungumuntu ngokuza suzamiswa ukuthi uthengise emgwaqweni. Yini sibule enhliziyweni zenu kujon khonokho Maphepha?
Hey Baba Dube, lokhu hey kusilalisa ngaphandle kwengubo sibili ngoba ungezwa into ikhulunywa like for example eBotswana I want to upload it in the sense yokuthi i-listening government to its citizens. Once abaTswana bekhuluma through the parliamentarians, their representatives or the president, kubaya ekuthasibili. So ungazwa sekukhulunywa kunje, it's just a matter of time before abomthetho begcwala ezitridini beyenza i-operation Jujula. Although eBotswana lapha umthetho wangkhona siyawazi ukuthi u-street if at all isenzakala iyabe isenziwa ngama-law enforcers and not ngendlela yokutshisa abantu. No, awakula ma-vigilant group lapha avunyezwayo, but bona bomthetho kungaba yi-council, immigration, policy, customs, whatever, yibo abazabe behamba bengena ezitridini bekhipha abangafanele ukuba lapho. So sokukhulunywa sokuyasethusa kakhulu.
Ye, kodwa ngazukhangela sibili ubona ngani uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele enzeni ngezizalwane zakwele Zimbabwe ezikwele South Africa, ezikwele Botswana, le mazweni unalaka ngani selobandlululo olungani luyaphambili.
Baba Dube, okokuqala labalaleli, ngifuna ukucaca sibili ukuthi amazwe oSouth Africa lama next door abazange bebe lesivumelwano vele ukuthi bazaba ngama-basket bread. Mina I believe ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele athathe i-responsibility yama-citizens akhe. Kumele abone ukuthi economy uyalungisa, avulele amathuba. And for example, uzangena kancane lapha ade kuthiwe uDr. Mabasa ethi kwa labana besizethi hayi kumele bekhulume lohulumende. In the first place, ngifuna ukucaca nje ukuthi uhulumende is very much aware ukuthi idola leZimbabwe alisebenzi. Khathesi kule ndaba yama-e-passport, why are they not charging nge-local currency? You, even government departments bathatha nge-foreign currency, yethi akula mntu oyiholiswayo, but they expect ukuthi you pay your bills in foreign currency. That alone akukho reasonable, ngoba if bona beyifuna i-foreign currency, then why can't they just nationalize it? You see, you commit a crime at a government police station, bafuna ubhatale nge-US dollar. Why don't they just nationalize it? Beliholisa abantu. So izinto ezinjalo, if umnotho ugubudeka, ama-industry ayavalwa, akula mathuba emsebenzi, akula nje njenganceda abantu.
So siyakuzwa ke dadu wethu, ubambe khonapho ke ungayikatshana. So Mr. Mabaza, Kethwe Bebe is very unhappy about what is going on right now. She even says, you know, in Botswana, the government may soon take action against some foreigners in terms of those that are selling goods on the streets. We heard last week that the government, or let me say the municipality of Haberon and others, they were saying, you know, those stalls that are in the open are reserved for locals. So at the end of the day, Zimbabweans are in trouble. Look at in South Africa where there's Operation Tutula. Operation Tutula is now focusing on the food delivery sector. They are saying they are going to invade that sector. And there are so many Zimbabweans, hundreds of them, who are in that business. You know, they deliver food from restaurants to households, you know. So where do we go? Or let me put it this way. Where do people go in this case? Like, you know, who do they seek shelter from? Because the government appears to be not much, you know, forcing or maybe discussing this issue with the South Africans and even Botswanas. So there we are, Mr. Mabaza.
Thank you so much. Actually, we need to understand one point, as I had said before. The Zimbabwean government is engaging South African government in their own way through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and through our embassy. Again, what is happening in South Africa now, the Operation Dudula, is not a government-sanctioned operation. It is a criminal operation being handled by some criminals in the name of doing right for their people.
But they're not being arrested. That's the issue. They are doing what they are doing. Maybe they've got some backing from somebody. So let's not.
It is that inefficiency of the South African police which is making people ask questions whether these people are not being allowed or are not given blessings of the state. But yes, that's the issue we're talking about. But we cannot, as a government, tell the South African government how they should handle their own matters. We need to understand that the South African government and the Tswana government are protecting their local jobs. They are protecting their jobs. There is a difference when they play politics and when they play international law. In this aspect, they are looking at what the people on the ground are saying. They are saying our jobs have been taken by the foreigners. When they say jobs are taken by foreigners, they are talking about the jobs they are trained to do. That means they are trained to sell in the streets. That means they are trained to do perennial jobs because they are not professionally trained to do some professional jobs up there. That's why you are not seeing this operation to Dula going into offices, chasing out people. You are not seeing them going to schools, chasing out teachers. You are not seeing them chasing out professional jobs. They are saying the jobs which needs no education, which needs no profession, it must be given to us locals. If we fail to fulfill them, then a special permit must be given to foreigners. I am not saying that's a right thing, but I'm simply saying they are trying to protect their local jobs. But this, the way they are doing it is wrong. It's criminal. It cannot be allowed. My problem with us Zimbabweans is when there's a problem in South Africa, we tend back and blame the government of Zimbabwe. When there's a problem in Botswana, we turn back and blame the government of Zimbabwe. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work that way. If there are problems, let's come together as Zimbabweans. Let's come together as the people and see how we can go around it. In Botswana, they've already had a law where they do not allow some local jobs to be taken by foreigners. It's a pity in Zimbabwe we don't have such a law. You can still see a Chinese in First Street selling sadza. You can see Chinese cooking sadza some other places where you don't expect them. You see Chinese in the villages selling herbal medicine they get from our own trees, which is the job which is supposed to be done by our people. Yes, I think if the government of Zimbabwe will start saying, look, let us keep these jobs to local people, it might appear, you see, the fact that they are keeping the jobs to local people, it does not mean that they are saying beat them up. Talk to them. Don't employ them. Allow them not to do it. Don't do it violently. The problem with the Dudula people, they are now taking hands into the law into their own hands by killing people, by destroying people's stores, stealing from their shops, are doing everything which they think they can do. But if you look at the whole issue, in conclusion, Gibbs, the problem, we have got a problem. We have got a global problem. It's an African problem. In every African state, people are having problems. There are no jobs. The reason why South Africans are after the foreigners is because they are not employed. They cannot be employed. And they only find somebody to blame. It's a pity they blame the foreigners. But before I give the mic to somebody, let me answer my colleague, my learned friend, Advocate Masie. Advocate Masie had clearly said the CZI. I'm going back to that point. I had not answered him. Advocate Masie, the point is not understanding is we are saying whatever they are saying might be correct, but the way they are saying it is wrong. There are people who are allowed to go to the press and do whatever they say, but you cannot just go to the press and then say whatever you say when you've got channels made for you. When you've got channels made for you for the purpose of governing the country.
Thank you.
Yeah. So in short, Advocate Masie, I understand that I'm not saying it is wrong to say your mind. I'm saying we must follow the channels set for us to do that.
Thank you very much. Marvelous. Go ahead, Mr.
Masie. Mamuri kunzwa zvotaurwa naDr. Mavasa. Asi zvakare tombotarisawo sagweta. Kuchikorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu vari mune dzimwe nyika pane here zvinogona kuitwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuitira kuti ibatsire vari kuSouth Africa parizvino tichitarisa makamira segwete.
Zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa zvino zvinova zvisina kunaka ende zvinhu zvino murikunzwa?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, zvinhu zvisina kunaka ende zvinhu zvinova zvichifanirwa zvichitaurwa nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe. Constitution yedu yeZimbabwe inotaura kuti every citizen has got the protection of the government. And right now tiri kuona kuti even hurumende yedu vanhu vari kufa kuSouth Africa, vanhu vari kurawa, vanhu vari kupiswa, hapana kana chavari kumbotaura vachicastigata kana vachisimbisa vanhu vavo vari kuZimbabwe kuti pane zvavari kuita nehurumende yeSouth Africa kuona kuti zvinhu zvizvimire. Zvinhu zvinova zvisingadishamisi inini segweta rinomirira kodzero dzevanhu kuZimbabwe, pakuti hurumende yedu ndo zvainoita vanhu vayo munyika mayo. Inouraya, inoabducta vanhu, and kana zvakuzoitika kune dzimwe nyika, zvinhu zvokuti ivo hazvindishamisi kuti vanoramba vakanyarara. Saka in terms of international law, what's happening ku South Africa, zvinotaita border around the crimes against humanity. Boza it's going beyond the definition of murder, just simple murder, but yakuta some semblance of genocide of foreigners. And the rate that people are being killed in South Africa is very alarming. And it's something that not only Zimbabwe should be involved in. It's something that the SADC region, the African Union, the United Nations should be involved in. Because such xenophobic attacks on any person or any foreigner in any country, akaita seyaripitika South Africa, it's a cause of concern. And it's even a more cause of concern if the government of Vanuatu, of those people, vasiri kuva actively involved to stop what's happening in Zimbabwe. Why is the Zimbabwean government not doing so? It's because it's a weak government. It's a very weak government in terms of regional and international politics. They've got nothing. They have no leverage over South Africa. They have no leverage over another, you know, African country or even United Nations, because they themselves, they violate my human rights, and they have no moral standing to castigate the Republic of South Africa. So, zvinoti kachamadza, at the same time, zvinganyanyusha misasteri, because havazi committed kunyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. A Zimbabwean should be protected within his own country, territories, and abroad. And chinonyanyo kachamadza yo apatorina anything, not even a word from the foreign ministry to tell the world how it's engaging. Even South Africa, of course, South Africa has its own systems. Like what Mr. Mavaza was saying, but it's got a weaker enforcement system. Well, that is just part of it. But this goes beyond the South African government and its police. It's an international, it's a regional issue, which Zimbabwean government should move and make noise about. But I just wanna I would urge Zimbabwe through the president and the foreign ministry to do more in regards to what's happening in Zimbabwe. Otherwise, people will just perish and nothing will just happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Masia. And stay on the line. We've got Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, who is a member of Freedom Alliance. He's based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you and everyone?
No, we're very fine. So, Mr. Ncube, we are seeing here that Operation Dudula is saying they are going to invade the food delivery industry. So what's your take on that? Because there are so many Zimbabweans that are in that business.
Yes, they have got the capability to do so. I don't think it will be the first time for them to do that. There were others that have been, especially the violence on trucks and everything. So the net effect is that it is going to mold the economy of South Africa, the economy of the SADC region, the image of South Africa also, both locally and internationally, is going to be tarnished like nobody's business. But the thing is that in Africa, when people have got complaints, what they do is the unbelievable, the undoable, the taboo. That is the problem. As I have been listening to other speakers, I think I've got some input on that. Protection of jobs is not a problem. I hear Dr. Mavaza is saying that people are not qualified. There are lots of qualified people in South Africa that are not employed, for that matter. People that have got degrees, diplomas, that are not employed. And we need to acknowledge that. All jobs are at risk. Whatever job you are doing in South Africa, I wonder what Operation Dudula is doing, because the government is actually doing more than that. But the government is not killing people. It is stopping people, putting stringent measures for people to work, whether you are a professional or not. For example, there is lack of teachers in South Africa, but a lot of them are affected by this move that is there. So we have got this thing being institutionalized by the government due to the pressure from people there. Then Dr. Mabaza is saying that ZANU is not to blame. ZANU can never be exonerated from this, because if ZANU had not mismanaged the economy, we're not going to have these numbers of Zimbabweans that are in South Africa. So it's unfortunate that South Africa is using violence, which is not useful in any way. South Africa will suffer, foreigners will suffer too, the region will suffer as well.
Yes, ngathi-ke kuyiwa phambili baba Ncube kumele kwenziweni yesintu khonapho pho ukuthi gaga.
Nxa kuyiwa phambili bekufuneka ubukhokheli obuqotho. Ubukhokheli njengoba esitsho igqwetha elisanda kukhuluma. Uhulumende weZimbabwe akayisukumele into le, uhulumende weSouth Africa bayisukumele bebonke. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uyayange kule nhloni zokuthi akhulume ngokoniwa lapha, ngoba yena ukubulawa kwabantu okwenzakala eSouth Africa ekhaya kwenziwa izana, iyabibulala abantu, itshaya abantu. So abalayo i-moral standing yokuthi kabasole lokho okwenzakala ngayo. So benxa uhulumende bekhulumisana lathi abantu beZimbabwe, asibe ngabantu abalobuntu ukuthi sibone ukuthi ye lapha kunohlupho, sivume ukuthi sesiyiproblem eSouth Africa. Ikhaya lethu akusiyo South Africa, yiZimbabwe. Angeke sikubalekele lokho. Kumele-ke sibone ukuthi kube sihlomisana ngokuthi nxa sisiya eZimbabwe yini lani esingayenza, kuyini esikudingayo. Sihlomisane amacebo, hayi inkani esiyenzayo lokuthethisa abantu ku-social media sesibathuka sibenza lokho. Akusebenzi khonokho. Njalo khonokho, njengoba silamadokotela lamaloya, ake sikhuze owethu uhulumende, singabi le milomo ecijileyo nxa sisola abanye ohulumende abaphandle kumbe sisola uhulumende owe-South Africa. Kuthiwa khona i-enforcement i-weaker e-South Africa. I-South Africa ilolungelo loluntu okuthiwa yi-democracy. Kunzima ukuthi ipolisa silibone litshaya abantu njengalayo eZimbabwe akwenzayo. Kule video engiyibonileyo, babopha umuntu ngezankosi, bamtshaye ebotshwe ngezankosi, ngamapholisa ayenza lokho. So ngapha sikuthola konke okusenziwa ngabantu. So-ke okumele kwenziwe, asizihlolelini thina. Inhlelo zenze sizikhuluma la, asibe sihlonimisane ukuthi madoda singaya ekhaya singenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Siyekele futhi ukuletha, ngingabuya mina lapha eSouth Africa, ngakithi thina singu-9 family, sesilabazali sibe ngu-11. Sesibisa bonke ogogo labosanhlanhla sebehlala sebengabe eSouth Africa khonapha, labazukulu esibazalayo. Khonokho kungasisa ngaphi khonokho? Ngakho umuntu ongakuvuma khonokho sile problem eThekeleleni eyabantu abenza khona lokho. Angiboni ukuthi eMtorashanga ungafika kunje ngithathe osanhlanhla labo nanhlanhla ngiyehlala labo khona. Bayakuxotsha. Kodwa bona nxa bekwamanye amazwe bathi balama-right, which is wrong.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Ncube. Sibone kumbe ukhethiwe bebhe lokho esakhona. Kwenza ukuthi angene khonapha ngamafushane naphonge ukuthi kwafa size ukuthi pho yena ubona ngani khonokho okwenzakalayo kuyathini. So Miss Bebhe, I understand you work as a domestic worker there in Botswana. So how do you do your business there? Are you not being hounded by the Botswana for that kind of a job? Kumenjani ngakhonokho? Ye, kungazani sekuqhulekile lapha-ke umama, singazi ukuthi uhambe njani. So let's bring in Dr. Mabaza and then we bring other people on board. So Dr. Mabaza, quickly your summary of what, maybe your analysis of what Mr. Ncube said and others. Very briefly, we'll give you a minute and a half, yes.
Thank you. Like, the first thing is Mr. Ncube always have a problem when he attacks ZANU-PF. He does not understand what he's saying, so let me not say much on him. There is a range of mechanisms available to countries to protect a citizen outside their country, including the diplomatic representations, mediation, and international courts. I'm surprised that Masia does not know that. Maybe because he is a human rights lawyer, and human rights lawyers are normally activists, political activists, who don't understand what they're talking about. The law is very clear. Diplomatic laws do not allow Zimbabwean government to interfere in what is happening in South Africa at the moment. Yes, they protect their people. Masie must read the news and must understand what's happening in Zimbabwe. When the Zimbabwean was killed in South Africa, the Zimbabwean government went, sent a delegation, took the body to Zimbabwe. He was buried at the Zimbabwean government expense. He was given the state-assisted funeral. And the, as we speak right now, the ambassador this morning was having a meeting with the spokesperson to the president of South Africa on what is happening. And as you can see, if Mr. Masie had looked at his news again today, the Dudula, they had a meeting. They were burying one of their members who was shot last week, and they were blaming that on Zimbabwe. But today they came again and apologized and said, no, it wasn't Zimbabwe. It was the Sutus who shot them. We shot at this guy, and he was buried yesterday. And then they are actually calling that we should not start fighting. We should simply protect our jobs. Now, what I've said, which Ncube did not understand at all, not Masie. Ncube says they are professionals in South Africa. They are lawyers, they are doctors, and everything who are not employed. I did not dispute that. I said, as long, even if you are mostly educated and you are highly educated and you go and do a job for the uneducated, which the South Africans want, which the South Africans are looking at, they will fight you for that job. We have got so many Zimbabwean lawyers practicing in South Africa. We've got Zimbabwean lecturers. We've got Zimbabwean journalists in South Africa. They are not being haunted for working in South Africa. They are haunting people who are getting the jobs of their public, so they have to protect it. It's a political game. We are not saying it is right. It is wrong. The government of South Africa is definitely allowing this to happen. And finally, it is wrong for Masie to open his mouth and say Zimbabwean government is weak and it cannot stand for what is happening outside. In Zimbabwe, we don't have Zimbabweans killing foreigners. So we have got the moral rights to stand up and say, we don't do this in your country. We have that moral right. It is wrong and pervasive for a lawyer, Masie, to speak without evidence that the Zimbabwe government does that. We don't kill foreigners in our country, not even one. So that was wrong, and we cannot allow that to be said. Again, and furthermore, Ncube says the same thing, supporting Masie. Zimbabwean government has a moral obligation to protect their people diplomatically and internationally outside their borders. And they are doing just that. And as we have said, with Zimbabwe sent planes to take hundreds of children from Ukraine, they have taken a lot from Romania and Poland. That's what the government does. And does Masie want to be told himself that this is what they are doing? We are doing a lot to our Zimbabweans outside. So it is not correct that you lambast the government because you have got the right to open your mouth. That is wrong. Say the truth and protect your country.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Let's make a correction on the planes that were sent to collect Ukrainians. Zimbabweans were stuck in Ukraine. So I understand Zimbabwe has got only one plane. So they're actually buying tickets for those people in Romania and so forth. So let's put the record straight there. So that
Gibbs, you are wrong there. Okay. When I send a ticket, I've given you a plane. You don't necessarily mean that this is called a figurative speech. When you send tickets for 400 people, you have given them a plane home. We don't have to give them a plane in their name.
Okay, so good. I think it's a question of semantics. Let's put it as a question of semantics. Mr. Masie and the marvelous friend.
Advocate Masie Manzwa, advocate Apomaresha, Mninge Mukuta Uraimi, Makamira, Mamwe Mapato. Tinoziva here kuti makawanikwa muine chiitiko chamanga muinacho pakupera kwevhiki. Tombopinda mune izvozvo, ndizvanga zviri kuitika kuTexas.
Okay. No, thank you, Marvelous. But just a moment to respond to Dr. Mavaza as accusations. It's surprising that Dr. Mavaza does not dispute my statements, but instead does talk some statements that he does not even understand himself. When I was talking about the government of Zimbabwe killing people, I was talking about killing its own citizens. And he does not dispute that, meaning say he does agree with me that Zimbabwe kills its own citizens. And also talking about the international, mechanisms that he was talking about, he clearly does not know the procedures that are in place that need to take place. And yes, with that, I would just like not to go personal with Mr. Mafazo. But let me go to the function that we had in Texas this weekend. I'm the chairperson of the, the caretaker chairperson of the CCC in Dallas, Texas, and we had a gathering of Zimbabweans who came together and who are supporting the cause, for democracy in Zimbabwe, and who want to see our political party get into power next year. And we are also celebrating the victory of the by-election that just passed, where our party, garnered a couple of seats in parliament. And a Texas branch was twinned with the Highfield constituency, Highfield West constituency, where we helped our candidate, Honorable Chidziva, to march, march into victory by helping him with various issues that he needed in terms of planning and so forth relating to the elections. So that was the gathering to celebrate that. But in essence, it was mainly to bring Zimbabweans together in at a one function, despite the political affiliations, to talk about issues affecting us as Zimbabweans here in the diaspora and also abroad. And going forward, we'll be having these meetings, and these meetings are not selective. They are for every Zimbabwean who feels that they have got something to contribute towards a good cause in their country.
Well, were you raising funds? Were you just enjoying yourselves? And just give us
yes. an impression of that. Yes, so the main aim was to raise funds for our 2023 campaign. So that was the main, the main issue and the program that we had. And the program is ongoing. As you know, we are a new political party, and we literally do not have any money besides the money that is coming from citizens. So this is an ongoing program. And the Texas branch is just one of the many branches in the North America. We've got a lot of branches in various states who are doing similar things. So the fund is ongoing, and we'll be putting this to the media and so forth so that people can know how they can contribute.
Thank you very much.
Yes, siyabonga. Yeah, into engizakalayo ngizubaba uMabaza esithe abantu laba abafundileyo kabalahlupho. Uhlupho lukhona kakhulu, abantu laba bangama-professional laba eSouth Africa angeke baye kumesitaradeni, kodwa bazabe bencedisa odudula ngemuva. Nxa liyake lizwe nqabe le nhlelo zabo abantu befona besithi sicela ukuthi siliphe imali eyokuthi silincedise. Angeke umuntu oyisisebenzi kumbe sikahulumende abonakale phambili, kodwa uyathuma abathumayo. Akula muntu osafe, akula msebenzi osafe, noma kuyiwuphi nobungwe-critical skills. Yikho khonokho. Abantu bakithi asicabangeni ngokwakithi. Yikho engingakutsho lokho nxa ngivala inkundla.
Ye, so siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Sibonge labanye ke. Thank you so much, guys. I think we are coming to the end of our program today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, ZANU-PF member Dr. Simba Mafaza. He is based in the United Kingdom, and we had a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, that is Miss Ketuwe Pepe. She has been working there for a while now, and she was complaining bitterly about what the government is trying to do for them. And then we had a human rights lawyer, Mr. Kenneth Masie. He's also a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa. And we also had Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. He's the Secretary General of that organization. And signing off from Washington, D.C. today, because we started working in our offices. This is Steve Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mfanga Nyahuye from Washington, D.C., although I'm still working from my home, saying have a very good night.
Thank you very much. Good night.